on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for the 12th of March. And just in case you're an NRL fan, season commences today. It's Eels taking on the Bulldogs.
I hope that's right.
That's what the paper says. Today, Barbara Feldon, the American comic actress, starred as Agent 99 in the original Get Smart, is 87.
So 99's 87.
She sure is.
I think last year I had the same gag. 99 is 86. But it never gets old.
Kind of does. Anyway, Liza Minnelli, the American singer and actress and daughter of actress Judy Garland, is 74 today. Johnny Young, the Australian singer-songwriter, and do you remember he had that show?
Close your eyes.
Johnny Young's talent time for a while there.
How could you forget? I've tried.
He's 73. James Taylor, the US singer and songwriter, is 72.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Marlon Jackson, the American singer, sang with his brothers in the Jackson 5 when they were wee young ones. He's 63.
Can you feel it?
Susie Wilkes, the Aussie TV presenter, turns the big 5-0 today. And Jason Singh, who is a member of the trio Taxi Ride, turns 47.
It was on this day in 1840 that Sir Paul Strzelecki became the first European to scale Australia's highest mountain, naming it after Polish revolutionary hero Kosciuszko. And that happened on this day in 1840. And they did actually name something after Strzelecki. They're called the Strzelecki Ranges and they're located in Victoria.
That makes sense. So it's Kosciuszko, but you say it.
Kosciuszko.
Because that's how you're supposed to pronounce it.
I think so.
If you say so. The first bottles of Coca-Cola went on sale in America today in 1894.
Juliet Daisy Gordon Lowe founded the Girl Guides on this day in 1912.
The following year, 1913, Canberra was officially named at a ceremony on Capitol Hill. It's an Aboriginal word meaning meeting place.
I thought manjar was the Aboriginal word for meeting place.
It is. In our region, maybe different dialect.
Ah, right. Dennis the Menace, the comic strip, began in 1951.
Then in 1957, The Cat in the Hat, written by Dr. Seuss, was published.
If you get a crowd of 200,000 people, you're doing well, and the Seekers did that on this day in 1967 as they performed at the Myer Music Bowl in Melbourne.
And that's just a few things that happened on this day for the 12th of March.